start with a salute to the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, I'll open the floor to public comment. Tim?
Concerning the trash hauling contract, I know that you put a number in the budget. Where did you get that number from?
What we did was we met with Urswama and just figured a 3% increase over last year for that. We don't really know where the number is going to come in at with the bid. Some of us feel it should go down. Others thought it might go up. They might take that opportunity to raise prices. So, it's kind of a gamble. So we put 3% in there. I will tell you that we are looking to bid the refuse pickup at the same on the same current day that we have now. And also we're asking for an alternate if they would like to, at their discretion, choose a different day, what kind of savings we would realize from that, and then we'll make a decision based on that.
As you know, I ran the authority for a while. We always provided back or information to the membership as far as what, from year to year, what the numbers were as far as tonnage that was being hauled, recyclables being hauled. Did you get anything this year from those funds?
We did. We have it.
Get disseminated to the people, because when people see the numbers, when they see what we're generating from year to year that's going up, and the cost associated with it, it's a deterrent for people to just start throwing everything away. And to do more recycling. So I think that whether it's Tswama or the municipality needs to really educate the people as to what the trends are in our waste production and in recycling, and where we could do better.
Well, I think you're right, 100%. And I think as we go through this project, we should bring those numbers out so that folks know where we are and where we can head for that. I think, hopefully, Bill will get on board with and work with Charlie on that, Urswama, and see if it's going to continue to be a viable partnership for us. Hopefully it will. They do provide other things, as you're well aware of, but for the benefit of the others, they have, they provide our garbage pick, our cleanup days, two cleanup days, our hazardous waste, textile removal and things of such natures. But I think, it's time to look it over. Like was said earlier, they're down to like 7 municipalities left. So at some point it becomes, a non-starter where it's a small group supporting a big operation. So.
Okay, one other question on the budget, the judicial. $35,000, that's a quarter of the police budget. And there was talk about consolidation. I know there still would be a cost to the village for consolidating with the town. But, is that initiative dead gone very?
Well, I hope to be actively involved in working on shared services agreements, and I'll be reporting on some of that later. But, with the two towns that we reside in. So, we haven't. I know that the town of Nassau is interested in the court. We're also interested in sharing the assessing services, and there'll be more reports on that as we go along too. But this year is with the master plan coming in. I think the focus of this board, I would like to see work on sharing services, and implementing the master plan. Anyone else? Charlie?
I would like to add to Tim. What I'll do is tomorrow I'll email Matt for the next board meeting to provide the information that you've requested as a presentation and put it on the agenda. Yeah, I don't see that it would be a problem for him to come down.
I mean, that should be a refuse bill once a year at least.
Yep. No. I'll have him provide all that information for the public for the next meeting.
Okay. Good. Anyone else? Yes, Maxine.
I just have a question. Does the budget show in any line that I could reference how much is expended on vehicles?
The vehicles are they're in the equipment funds for each of the different departments. So.
Okay.
So.
Okay. So, and then is the expenditures also are the expenditures for each individual department always also on here?
Right. There. Okay. It's the EQ.
Okay, the EQ, got it.
EQ is the equipment fund, so the police equipment would be the police EQ. The highway department would be the highway EQ.
Okay, very good.
Anyone else? Okay, motion to approve the minutes from the March meeting.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Randy. Any questions on the minutes? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Treasurer's report.
To the police response. Tonight I pulled out of Stewart's. I've lived in Nassau for 8 years of my life. I've really never had a problem with the law until tonight. I hear lots of complaints from residents. I was run off the road by your Chinese cop tonight, practically in front of the old stores, because he thought I was on my electronic device. I just got done coaching softball. My phone wasn't even in the car, it's at home. It's still at home, because I dropped my family off at home and came right here. My little girls, my son, and my wife were all in tears of the way we got pulled over tonight. That's a little ridiculous. Oh, you were on your electronic device, that's why I pulled you over. I said, that's funny, nobody in this car even has an electronic device on right now. And he proceeded to give me a hard time. Now, my father was a cop for 30 years. I'm all about police being in here. I want the police station. I want police here. I think they are very... Well, you know what? They shouldn't be harassing the residents at the end of the day. And that's what the rap you guys have, unfortunately, is you harass the residents. And that's what all the residents don't like. Me, personally, I wasn't going to come tonight. I've been asked several times to come to the meeting. I have to keep quiet. I own my house on Elm Street. I'm a paid taxpayer, so, yep, I've got a right to be here at the end of the day. So, to be all honest with you, tonight really was over the top for me. I actually saw what some of the criminals complain about the harassment that happens, to be honest with you. I'm not a criminal at all. This is the first time I've been pulled over here in 7 years. I mean, when I first bought my house in Nassau, I got pulled over one time because I had window tint on my truck. Whatever. You guys want to bust chops about simple window tint on a company truck? That's fine. My name was all over the side of it. I said, I don't want to get harassed anymore. I'll abide by your rules. I'll peel the tint off. I did that. Never complained. Never nothing. Haven't been pulled over since. Tonight was a little over the top. And it was a little bit much for me, to be honest with you. There's nobody more honest in this room than me.
I don't think the mayor or the commissioner really want to hash this out.
Why not? This is where we hash it out. I want to be somebody in here that's not a criminal talking about on why the police are harassing him.
Bobby, if I may, I briefly know about your incident, but I don't really know all the details, okay? And this is something where there could be a misperception or what have you.
Every one of my vehicles is custom, so okay. Everybody in this town knows that I was pulled over tonight. And you obviously know about it already, too.
I don't know you.
You've heard about it already. I asked him 5 times why he pulled me over, and he said, you know what, go over into the parking lot. Let's do a further investigation, he said. Pull over further. I don't like where you're at right now. Okay. I was off the road. Well, you could have told me right there, saw right there, that I was not on a first.
Here's what we should do. Okay.
considered
you, you weren't issued a ticket.
Formal no, he had no right to issue me a ticket. Yeah, I knew my rights.
Okay.
I knew my rights at that point.
We can get down to the mayor.
My father's been cop for 30 years.
We can sit down.
I am all about
so, let's
sit down with the mayor.
Disciplinary action against this guy. We need to.
Be resident
this field
from your force. Because everybody that's not even from this town knows that don't go to Nassau because you're going to get pulled over. Everybody. But you know what? When my neighbor's car is getting robbed at 3 o'clock in the morning and everybody's house is getting ring, ring, their bell's rung and everybody's getting robbed, where are the cops? They're pulling over windows, they're pulling over personal cell phone devices. Understanding you're getting heroin and you're getting guns with those personal devices, I understand that. It's usually going to lead to a further investigation. But not from somebody that I support T-ball. I support the now. I sponsor teams there. I sponsor East Greenbush.
I got a proposal for you. So here's what we're going to do. Me, you, the mayor, and the police commissioner are going to sit down. We'll review everything that happened, and we'll go over it.
Because tonight was straight harassment, bottom line. There's no way around it.
We will look into this. We accept it, and we'll sit down, and we'll review it.
And it seems to be the same cop on a regular basis that's got most of the complaints about him.
Exactly.
It's not you, it's not you, because you know what, when you're sitting at the corner, I give you guys
look
at night. How's it going? I'm glad you're there. Because you know what? Again, father was a cop for 30 years. I've got more respect for the police than anybody in this whole room. Trust me when I tell you that.
Okay.
You don't think so? Well, that's good.
Okay. Look it, let's not get into it here. It's we'll take that.
They shouldn't be okay.
We're gonna move on now to the resolutions. We're gonna set the public hearing.
He took my time, but I didn't want to talk.
I didn't even see your hand up, Donna. Sorry.
I'll talk. Oh, I'll be brief. We walked around the whole village the other day, and the sidewalks are horrendous. The only street I didn't go on was Elm, because that's halfway decent, it's halfway new. Every other street is horrible. By the church, by both churches, by the library, going out of the village, in front of the school, Chatham Street, they're all horrible. I mean, somebody's going to fall and take a really bad fall. And, you know, who wants to move into a town that looks the way it looks? It's getting better. We've got new people on the main street. We've had some people leave. But, you know, the sidewalks are the thing people look at.
Mm-hmm.
And they're horrible.
And
any money to...
Oh, yeah, we're going to be using...
I heard Missy say something about it.
And we're going to be using the CHIP funding this year to do some sidewalk projects.
You brought up about PFOA. Let's not hope it's not the tip of the iceberg.
Well,
who's it falls in some of these other communities?
We're going to deal with what it is.
You've got to have money in there in case there's a big problem, because that's not a cheap solution to fix it.
You're correct. It's not.
The equipment's going to cost a lot. So I think when you balance the budget, you may have to take a little bit away and put into something else, because nobody's going to move to a community where there's bad water.
Okay. Exactly.
From up by the lake, what they've gone through. But I think you have to put everything on an even keel. You can't lean more towards one or the other. No one will live here, so you won't need a police force. So, I mean, I think things have to be changed a little bit. Okay, so
all right.
We'll move on then.
Set the public hearing for the Time Warner cable franchise. How long we need for that? 15 minutes?
I'd like to say I know the answer, but I've never done the franchise renewal yet.
15 minutes at 6:45.
Okay, that works for me.
May 8th, 6:45.
Second.
Motion by Randy, second by Guy. Any questions on the motion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Let us finish up here, and then we can get to the business at hand. Village Opportunity Fund, Economic Opportunity Fund, we're going to do that next time.
I have something. I want to, regarding the Village Economic Opportunity Fund here, the Village of Nassau encompasses approximately 7/10 square miles, not even a square mile. Okay, yet we still have two officers on the weekends. All right, so I would like to make a motion to transfer $17,830 from the Police PS Fund 3120.1 and put it into Other Services Fund, the Economic Opportunity 6989.4 Fund. What that will do, that will allow us to utilize this money more effectively for grant writing, four sidewalks, four things that people are talking about here besides the police. We don't need two officers on the weekend. We just don't need it. We're a small enough area that we can take care of the residents in with one officer. You know, within 1 minute, they'd be passing each other. Not even 30 seconds if they have two officers on. So I'd make a motion to transfer $17,800, which is $14,293 from Police PS Fund 3120.1 and $3,537 from 9015.8 and put it into other services, economic opportunity 6989.4.
I'll second the motion.
Motion by Dave, seconded by Bill. Questions?
Yeah, how can you do that when the budget's not been approved yet?
Pursuant to Village Law 5-508, after completion of the public hearing, the Board of Trustees may further revise the tentative budget by resolution.
Okay. All right, and what are you basing this on again?
I'm basing it on the fact that it's 0.7 tenths of a square mile, okay, and we could utilize the funds in a much greater capacity for grants, for sidewalks, for water. Okay, so, and we'll still have the coverage of the police, and since we're looking to utilize shared services, we'll let other municipalities know, hey, we have one officer on the weekend, keep an ear out just in case we have any trouble. And if we do have any functions to where we might need another officer, for example, Halloween and so on, we could always have another resolution to pull money out of the fund to encompass those days.
So you just flip-flopping money.
So right now we're putting into the income fund so that we could utilize it more properly for the village and the village residents.
Okay.
And then if we do need it for additional services, we could always pull it out and utilize it at that time.
From where?
From the income, the same fund.
So if you put $14,000 into the special fund, okay, and then you're telling me that we need extra police on Halloween, you've used all that $14,000 out of that transfer. Where are you going to come up with the money to pay for the additional people?
We'll look at our budget and see where we stand as far as
our
other.
You can't do that, Dave.
You can transfer funds from one account
right,
to the next.
Right, but maybe there isn't going to be money there to do it. So you're banking on, at some point in the time, during the budget of that year, you're going to have money to put transfer, and you may not.
Well, first of all, I don't think we're going to need to have to transfer any money. It's just there for contingency.
But
just
how
in
do
case.
You know you? How do you know that? You don't. Okay, this is all a budget. Okay, and you have to be aware of that. Okay, you also have to know that you're basing this on 4 months of data from now until December. Okay, you got a busy season in summertime. Okay, you got an ice cream store on the main drag of Route 20. You have a Stewart's, vacant Stewart shop that could be a restaurant or something going in there where you have to curb speeders going through the village. You
yeah,
have to
Brandon,
be aware.
Are you saying that you don't think one officer can curtail speeders going through the village?
I think one officer on the weekends that was proposed is unsafe. There isn't a department in the area that runs one person on a weekend night between 8 and 1 o'clock in the morning. They all
they
run
do.
Dual coverage. No, they don't.
Yes,
and not only that, but we've already addressed the county. The sheriff has made it very clear that he's not putting any more people down here. So there's no bailout. There's no one here. There's no one extra to put here. There's just no one here. And it's as simple as that. I mean, we've gone over this. We went to the county. We did exactly... When Charlie was on the board, he asked us to do it. We did it. You know, Bill ran on a platform talking about these things. We've done them. We've gone all these steps. There's no one to do it.
Just interject. I asked to be at that meeting, and I was not invited at the meeting. So, you know, there's
regarding
that meeting.
You're not supposed to have meetings with three board members. Then it becomes a public meeting.
No, I understand
this
that.
This is a meeting for between departments and other service areas. Mm-hmm. So, and Guy is the appropriate person for that. He's the chair. He's the police commissioner, and I am involved in those things. But at any rate, shall we call a motion and vote on this?
My point was just that you can't think you're going to have money in a line item. You can't assume that that money's going to be there.
Okay, so here's what I propose then.
You already proposed it.
You got a motion on the floor.
The resolution's on the floor, so we can vote on it.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Abstain.
Motion's defeated. Nassau Baseball Parade. What do we need to do for them?
Okay, I have an application from the Nassau Baseball Association. It has been approved by the police department. They're looking to have their parade on May 7th.
Okay.
So,
will you make a motion?
No, not necessarily.
Okay. Do you need a motion to issue the permit or just as a report?
Not necessarily. It's informative.
Okay, informative.
I can issue it. I just like to let you guys know.
Okay. Water billings on 20 Lake Avenue and 35 Phillips Street. Remove those?
Yes.
What's with those?
I have two residents that I inadvertently billed water, and they do not pay water.
Okay.
I just would like to remove them from the wall.
So they're not hooked up?
No.
Okay.
Make a motion.
Second.
Motion by Randy, second by Guy, to remove water billings for 20 Lake and 35 Phillips. Any questions on that? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, resolution to pass the tentative budget as presented tonight. I'll make that motion.
Second.
Second by Guy. Okay, Dave, you're up. That is Dave Scotcher. You can speak on that resolution if you want.
Like I said, I would consider adding another 40 hours to the budget just for Lebanon Valley weekends and to address Randy's concern. So that would add an additional $857 to the proposed transfer.
Okay, Bill, you're up.
No comment.
Guy?
I'm just going to make some general comments about the budget. I want to echo what many people said at the public hearing, that the budget we've put together is a good budget. It's a sound budget.
Can you speak up a little bit?
I could, and I will. Appreciate that. I think the budget we've put together is a good budget and a sound budget. And I want to thank Mayor Valenti for stepping up and acting as budget officer and shouldering much of the responsibility for putting this budget together. The budget falls within tax cap 0.12% imposed on us by the governor while maintaining vital services enjoyed by the residents of our community. The budget also accommodates the increases in minimum wage that just passed in the state budget, and so village pay rates can remain competitive with the rest of the surrounding areas. And I want to make a plea to the board. Just want to acknowledge that in the past year, we've had some troubling scenes on this board. We even had a board member have to audibly tell himself to calm down. I mean, this is not a way to govern. We're calm, we're rational people. We need to remain like that. You know, reflecting on this sort of behavior in a conversation with Jay Devlin at the Christmas tree lighting, he said to me, the first board meeting I go to in 25 years, and he just shook his head, you know. I want to amplify something that the mayor said several times in this past year. We shouldn't continue arguing about decisions that have already been made or arguments from long ago. I heard reference today to things that happened 40 years ago. The board is not in a position to go back and address whatever that concern was. We're just not there. We can't travel back in time. We can't go back 50 years and make changes. We are where we are. We can only go forward. We have so many other things to focus on. We just went through a bunch of those that were brought up by various people in the public hearing. We've made decisions. 4 years ago, we made a compromise where we cut the police budget. Since then, not only have we done all that cutting, but we've made a number of leadership changes. We've hired on a number of very experienced officers who, even with someone who's complained today, says they're very good officers. And, you know, we've also made a concerted effort to address every single complaint that's been made. Every single, and yours will be addressed as well. We've done that every time, and we've made the changes as we needed to make. The police aren't always right. I'll be the first to admit that. And we've made changes. We've gotten rid of several officers who were no longer right for this community. We've done that, and we will continue to make changes as necessary. So I don't want people to think that we're not responsive. In terms of the budget, you know, I just want to say we have a lot of other things to focus on, and I think it would be a shame. It would be doing the residents of this community a great disservice if we were simply to sit up here and get weighed down by the arguments from the past again and again. It's time for the board to move past those things and move forward. And the first step is to pass this budget. It meets all the required tick marks, and it puts us on a solid footing for the future.
Randy?
I just think that as a board member for the last 11 years, that we as a board need to work together in the future. And part of working together is focusing on consolidating services, combining service, and going towards SCODAC, the town, the state police, okay? And that should be our focus for the year coming up, okay? We should pass this budget and focus on reducing our budget for next year in other departments or other ways. The police department is not the only department in our village, okay? Unfortunately, the water fund is what it is. It's not a taxable. You're not taxed on the water fund. The rest of the departments are. I think we should pass the budget and focus on moving forward. And that means we have a new board member, okay? A new board member can jump on board and get involved and make this happen. I mean, and if the town of Nassau doesn't want to talk to us, we'll go to the town of SCODAC, okay? I don't know why the town of Nassau will not talk to us, but we'll find out. But I think we worked hard on this budget. Bill came in after the fact because he got voted in after the last budget meeting, but you know, we need to cut and consolidate not just one department, but we need to do them all, and I think we got to work on it, and that should be our goal for next year coming up. That's my thought.
Okay.
I will make a comment. Okay. I had no comment before, but I will now. I was happy about 20% of this budget. If the police budget had not gone up consistently over the last 3 years, I could live with the budget. I think they did a good job. But it has gone up, and I think it should be cut back to what it was 3 years ago in terms of hours, and that would mean eliminating the double coverage on Friday and Saturday night. Had that been done, I could have voted for it. I can't now.
Okay.
Do you think
it'll
be a poll vote.
Yeah.
So I want to thank the board for working on this budget this year. I know it was... it was difficult for all of us. I mean, it was the first time for me. I thank everybody for their input. I think we did a good job with the budget. I think a lot of what happens with what Bill's talking about is additional hours that were secured through grants and shared services for special projects with the county and the state. And for special things there, I pointed some of those things out previously to Bill, but we'll get going on it at any rate. So, all right. So, Missy, would you poll the board,
yes,
please?
Trustee Scotia, how do you vote?
Against.
Trustee Ayers, how do you vote?
Against.
Mayor Valente, how do you vote?
In favor.
Trustee Forte?
In favor.
And Trustee Howard?
In favor.
Okay, audit the bills. Bills number 371 through 414 in the amount of $30,960.63 in the general fund. $33,960.63 in the general fund and $13,253.07 in the water fund and $29,580.13 in the capital fund. Resolution by Randy.
Second.
Second by Guy. Any questions on the audit? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Adjournment's in order. Motion by...
The local law.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we got to ask you to send the local law.
Thank you. It's written over in the side. So resolutions to... Let's see. This is it. Be it enacted by the Village Board of the Village of Nassau as follows. Legislative intent is the intent of the local laws to rescind Local Law Number 1 of the year 2016, which allowed the Village of Nassau to adopt a budget for the fiscal year commencing June 1st, 2016 that required a real property tax levy in the excess of the tax levy limit as defined by the General Municipal Law, Section 3C. Recession. Local Law Number 1 of the year 2016 is hereby rescinded, effective immediately.
Make the motion.
Sorry. We'll make a motion to rescind the law.
Second.
Motion by... Randy, second by Guy. Any questions on that motion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion is passed.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion by Randy, second by Guy to adjourn.